This morning, Trinity Sunday and Father's Day, along with our hearing of the conclusions of St. Matthew and of Paul in 2 Corinthians, we shall meditate fully upon our psalm, 150th part of our Holy Psalter. As we prepare to enjoy a summer to nourish the body, may we in prayer also nourish the soul with a soulful summer menu of meditation. Behold, a daily, spiritual, soulful summer menu. As day breaks, you may find yourself rubbing eyes against the gleam of sunlight. Before you is a bowl for breakfast, cereal covered with luscious raspberries. This summer, will you begin the day with soul too? The soul responds to God's wonderful works to humankind. Summer is our time to nourish again our relationships with neighbor, with friend, with family, with nature, with soul. Pause again, spoon suspended over berry and bran, pause. What has been the most wonderful day in life for you so far? Think about that day, that hour, for a moment at breakfast. Experience your experience. As the great Boston personalist Borden Parker Bowne wrote long ago, let us be determined to protect the independence and the variety of experience. All of life is a gift. O Lord, who grants me life, grant me also a soul filled with wonder. With a few hours behind you, the day may open up for a break. Coffee and a fresh-baked muffin, raspberry sweets with a little butter. As we enjoy a summer to nourish the body, may we in prayer also with the psalmist nourish the soul with a soulful menu of meditation. To vacation is to vacate, to open, empty, cleanse, change. A few hours of morning labor and a few years of mixed experience bring a need for pause. We are nourished by this extended and expansive community of faith, Marsh Chapel, actual and virtual. One of our regular listeners is the founder of the Anacapa School in Southern California. Gordon brought his students here on Tuesday as part of their tour of Boston. They are part of our extended family, 3,000 miles away. Our community is shaped 90% by its lay members and leaders. This summer, let us ask ourselves, what kind of community would this be if everyone were just like me? The summer asks us to ask ourselves, how shall I most faithfully be disciplined in worship on the Lord's Day and in prayer on every day? We are a people of faith gathered in a community of faith. That does not mean that we are spared the bruises and hurts, tragedies that inexplicably lie embedded in life. I take cup and roll to the lips and I pause to remember those unforeseen and unexplained midnights. The night of disappointment, the night of a life lost, the night of an illness discovered, the night of betrayal. We know the lament, the anger of the Psalms, of these people in the Psalms. They cried to the Lord in their trouble. 30 years of ministry, the most common response to the question, where did your faith come from? Begins with some form of a single word, trouble. We can usually find something earthly or someone human to judge and blame when things go wrong, except when the unfairness swells into injustice, when the harm happens to the innocent, when the lightning strikes close to home or at home, and then in trouble. We cry to the Lord in trouble. We reach out for faith. We remember that faith is the power to withstand what we cannot understand. Faith is the power to withstand what we cannot understand. We remember that weeping may tarry for the night, even as joy comes with the morning. We remember that the extent of possibilities always outruns our grasp and count. We remember what we hope for, but what we do not yet see. We remember what the psalmists taught, as do the Gospels, that your experience of dislocation can be a doorway to grace. Your experience of disappointment can be an opening to freedom. Your experience of departure can just be the threshold of love. Dietrich Bonhoeffer affirmed, man has come of age. Through the Renaissance, through the Reformation, through the Enlightenment, and through the progress of human autonomy, human freedom into our own time, he wrote, God lets us know that we must live as men who can manage our lives without God. The God who is with us is the God who leaves us alone. Before God and with God, we live without God. But we still lament. Finish that muffin. Which was the day of your biggest unanswered question? Assuming there is no ready answer, for real and big questions seldom afford easy spoken answers, can you live in, can you live with, can you accept the silence? A simple lunch, soup, peanut butter, jam, raspberry. There are times when summer songs suffice. We were taught at church camp, count your many blessings, count them one by one. We remember the Polish poet who was sent to Siberia for half a lifetime. He survived. He returned. How? He said, I spent the days remembering the kindnesses. Over lunch now, the day is half gone, the day within the great and lasting day of God's day, the day of this summer is half gone. Think with thanks. 10 lepers were healed, 1 spoke in appreciation. Think with thanksgiving. We all receive far more than we deserve. Seeing a fallen bird, Asher Lev asks his father why God lets the living die. To remind us, Asher, that life is precious. Something you have without limit is never precious. Bonhoeffer again, the Christian hope of resurrection sends us back to this life on earth in a completely new way. The Christian must, like Christ, give himself to the earthly life. Take heart. The future bears the face of Christ. So make a list. For what are you truly thankful? In this psalm, as in so much of the Bible, thanks is given for deliverance, for freedom, for redemption. On what day did you experience some measure of liberty? When we are thankful and grateful and appreciative, then we have good humor, and then we have generous habits, and then we have a soul that can breathe. Thank you. Here is the heart of the psalmist's hymn. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Before you now is the main meal of the day. The dinner meal, salad and meat, bread, fruit, a mixture, berries to be sure. As this summer nourishes our relationships, let us pause before the heart of life, as of Scripture and church and faith. Chesed, agape, steadfast love, pardon. Begin with pardon. Forgiveness, begin with forgiveness. Compassion, begin with compassion. Can you name a day on which you felt or knew or received or relied on compassion. Think at dinner. Sharing the fruit, sharing the memory of forgiveness. Life is a gift. Eternal life is a gift. Forgiveness offered or received is a gift. And think in simple terms here and pray so too. A man arrives at the pearly gates. His interlocutor says, "Entry, that will be 100 points. "How am I to find 100 points? Our man asks. "Tell me about yourself," says the interlocutor. "Well, once I helped a woman across the street." "Excellent. 1 point. Anything else?" "Well, once I went to church and gave what I thought was a generous gift." "Excellent. That's 2. Now our man is worried. He says to the gatekeeper, "At this rate, I'll never get in. I won't make it. I don't have enough points. I'd only get in by the grace of God." "Grace of God, 98 points. Excellent. Just so. Quite right. You're in." Let's be simple here. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Forgive one another as God in Christ has forgiven you, or as Miles Davis said, and he should know, there is no such thing as a wrong note. Who can go to sleep on an empty stomach? In the evening, in the summer, a little ice cream with berries, raspberries goes a long way. With a little measure of satisfaction, a hunger filled, a thirst slaked, a longing fulfilled, what day of satisfaction have you known? There is some satisfaction in every life. Just as every heart has a secret sorrow, every heart has some satisfaction. He satisfies the thirsty and the hungry. God fills with good things. Can we be satisfied with what is good? You did what you could in a time of struggle. Good for you. You brought real kindness to a hurting parent or child. Good for you. You sought to name the good things in a time of real tragedy. Good for you. You found the way in the wilderness. Good for you. From Marsh Chapel, often you hear a vocation voice. One graduate of 2014 who was in this nave for baccalaureate just 4 weeks ago is now in the desert. She wrote us this week. "For the past 3 weeks, I have been doing field research in 3 refugee camps in northern Jordan. I am looking at the lives of children in the camps, how they respond to and are shaped by their circumstances. It has been a life-changing experience so far, and I have learned so much from their opportunism and optimism." I'm sure you've heard references to the refugee youth as members of a lost generation. I'm really starting to dislike this defeatist term. While they are certainly facing great obstacles that we couldn't possibly imagine, lost implies that they have given up and that the global community has given up on them. But these children have so much passion, energy, and hope for the future. Each day I hear heartbreaking stories, but at the end of the day, I always finish by reading a few of Howard Thurman's Meditations of the Heart. Yesterday I read Magic All Around Us and thought it perfectly expressed the attitude of many of the Syrian children that I've been spending my days with. When have you noticed the color in the sky? When have you looked at the shape and place of a tree? What about the light in the eyes of your friend when she smiles? The spontaneous response which overcomes you when you are face to face with some poignant human need. There's magic all around us, in the rocks and trees and in the minds of all people, deep hidden springs of magic. One who strikes the rock aright may find them where one will. I seek new levels of awareness of the meaning of the commonplace. Please send my regards to the Marsh Chapel community. And please keep these children and their families in your thoughts and prayers. I look forward to seeing you all at the end of the summer. Evening is not a time for meditating on mistakes. It is a time with our dear student in the desert for meditation on the good. By perfection, Matthew and Wesley meant health, not precision, wholeness, not fastidiousness. Here is the thought for that late evening, ice cream and raspberries. What has satisfied you? Here is a summer menu, a mode of thought based on an ancient psalm, the 107th. Breakfast is for wonder, coffee break for acceptance, lunch for thanksgiving, dinner for compassion, and the evening snack for satisfaction. A summer menu. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear, I may. I shan't be gone long. You come, too. Let those who are wise give heed to these things and consider the steadfast love of the Lord. Breakfast is for wonder, coffee break for acceptance, lunch for thanksgiving, dinner for compassion, and the summer evening snack for satisfaction.